Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor. Jeff Bliss is Pacific Watch. We go immediately to Wildfire Watch. The sequoias are threatened. Jeff, a very good evening to you. This fire started very simply and then blew up overnight. Where is it that the sequoias are part of the concern? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. This is a fire known as the Oak Fire up in Mariposa County. It's not far from Yosemite, actually, but people would notice it being north of Fresno, maybe about an hour or so. And it's now about 10,000 acres. And this is a fire that's getting bigger. It's getting worse. They're calling in everybody they can to help stop this before it moves into areas like Yosemite. Containment's at 0%. There are no predictions of when they're going to be able to get their arms around it. This thing has really just started, but it's taken off like the proverbial wildfire. They just can't control it.
Yes, the report here is that the move to bypass some environmental review could cut years off the normal approval process required to cut smaller trees in national forests and use intentionally lit low-intensity fires to reduce dense brush. This is the same old story we've hit before, Jeff. There's lots of fuel below the big trees, and they know to remove that fuel protects the trees, but it's an arduous process of regulation to get the fuel removed according to environmental rules. Do I say that correctly?
You're spot on. This is a problem where it is a costly procedure. It takes a lot of manpower to do this. But of course, you know, what the investment up front saves a whole lot of heartache later on. But you get a lot of backlash from environmentalists and people who say, just leave everything alone. Don't let people go into that part of the forest. But, you know, that doesn't address things like lightning strikes or other, you know, naturally occurring problems. The bottom line, as you pointed out, is land management, is timber management. And they're just not being able to do the job because they're hamstrung by environmentalists and the courts for the most part.
Jeff, this went from just notice to how many acres did you say? 3,700?
No, this fire is now about 10,000 acres.
That's in 24 hours. Is that normal? Yeah. Or is that exceeding the usual building of fires?
That is a pretty quick start for a fire to go that big. But here's what you've got to think about is, you know, the things that usually have that are needed for a fire are oxygen, fuel, and heat. And if you take any one of those away, then, you know, you don't have a fire. So in this case, you have plenty of fuel in all the down timber, the overgrowth over the years. You have very warm temperatures. You have slight winds. I mean, they do get winds up there, but it's not really, you know, windy Santa Ana type winds. So it's telling me that it's the combination of the heat, the very dry underbrush and the large overgrowth there that is really causing this to go off. I'm sure they're going to go back after this is over and say they had brush built up there, vegetation there, that it had not been cleared in decades. And that's what's going to have served as the kindling for this huge fire.
We're going to watch this with Jeff Bliss through the week, because what I've learned from Jeff is that if it's zero contained on Saturday night, it's not going to be solved by the next Saturday night. So a lot of resources pouring in north of Fresno. We go from the heat of the summer and a wildfire to the beach for excitement. A lifeguard convention on the beach of California and a small plane hauling an advertising banner crashes. What happens next?
This was yesterday at Huntington Beach, which is in Orange County. It's one of the northern beaches in Orange County. Huntington Beach is often referred to as Surf City, USA. And they were having a very large junior lifeguard gathering there, a competition, close to 600 of them. And this banner towing plane was skimming along, you know, well, not skimming along, but above the beach there. And it lost power and went into the water just outside the breakers there. So what better place to crash your plane in the ocean than a place where there's hundreds of lifeguards and junior lifeguards lined up for a competition? And those kids, some of those kids were the first ones out there. They got on their paddle boards. They got out and pulled this man out of his plane. Minor injuries. They're still trying to find out what the cause of it was. These types of planes are very common sights along beaches in California and all over the East Coast, if I remember correctly. And, you know, this, the number just came up for this guy for some reason. Thankfully for him, he put it into the water where all these lifeguards were hanging out.
Did I mention what a beautiful day, what a beautiful beach, hardly anybody on it? You know, every once in a while it occurs to me there's a reason people want to live in California.
Well, this was one of those days where it was just picture perfect. You know, you could see as far as the horizon. Plenty of people at the beach, although it wasn't too crowded.
Jeff, that's plenty of people. Plenty of people. We play beach blanket bingo when we have plenty of people at Jones Beach. This looks like nobody. This looks like 4 o'clock in the morning in New York.
Well, you know, it wasn't a weekend day, that's for sure. But there were still people on the beach, being the summer. Huntington Beach is always crowded in the summer, whatever day it is. And so thankfully, he didn't put it down on the sand where people were congregating.
I think we're getting spin here from Big Kahuna Bliss, trying to keep people away from his Huntington Beach. I'm going to count how many people I see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, maybe 12 people. And I'm looking half a mile. Jeff, plenty of people on the beach. And I see four clouds somewhere to the north, otherwise solid blue sky. I'm presuming the temperature was in the 70s. Any hotter than that?
It has been in the 80s today. We were down at Laguna Beach, which is south of Huntington, and it was in the, you know, the mid-80s, and same as yesterday. So it was a beautiful, lovely day. It's been great weather up and down the coast this week.
My goodness, what a beach. Now we move from wildfires to the story of the homeless, which is constant. We spoke of San Luis Obispo and the homeless and Sacramento. We're going now to Oakland. I remember the homeless camp at Oakland we talked about maybe a year and a half ago, maybe before the pandemic. I don't remember. But there was trouble then clearing it. There still is trouble clearing it. Where is it, Jeff? From downtown, if we're in downtown Oakland, where's this camp?
This camp is in West Oakland, so you, of course, would go west toward the bay. And there's an area where a number of freeway structures, overpasses, underpasses, kind of layer on top of each other out there. And so it creates this big vacant area underneath these structures. And so for quite some time, there's been a homeless encampment built up there with several hundred people. Well, as often happens in many homeless camps, you'll have fires that get out of hand. Either they're warming fires or cooking fires or sometimes drug fires. And they'll catch, you know, tents or blankets on fire, and then bam, these things are not built to be fire safe. And so you'll have a major conflagration, at least for them. And that's what happened on July 10th or 11th at this camp underneath the freeway in West Oakland. The camp went up in flames. It was a major fire. It was so big that Caltrans, the Department of Transportation here in California, thought that it might actually damage the undersides of the freeway, make them unstable. So one of the things they wanted to do was move the homeless out from these encampment areas, saying that they endangered the structures. Well, of course, the homeless advocates came forward and said, you can't do that. It's not fair. And they found a willing judge put a restraining order on it. So they're back to square one and the people are back camping.
This camp, Jeff, we call it a homeless camp. It sort of looks like an RV camp. It has all the accoutrements of people on a cross-country journey, all parking for the night, hooking up to electricity and water. Are those facilities available to this camp?
There are some temporary, bathroom facilities been brought in. They found ways to bring in electricity to some of the people there, although not all of them. And you're right. I mean, 20 vehicles were burned in this fire, and that was just a small portion of the number that were there. You know, when we liken it to something, and I don't mean to make light of it, but it kind of feels like this Mad Max type of place, this dystopian future that we see in movies where you have vehicles that have things attached to them and strange shelters that are built up out of, you know, out of debris and these strange shelters connected to other strange looking shelters. And so you go there, it feels very otherworldly or dystopian, as I said. And, you know, as I said, there's no fire code there. So you have small fires that turn into major fires. I've seen this happen in Los Angeles time and time again. It wasn't long ago. I was driving through L.A. and we had traffic halted for maybe an hour, hour and a half, because there was a fire burning in an encampment next to the freeway. Again, it was several tents that, you know, the fire started in, and then it just went to the races and took out a major portion of the camp. Who knows how many of their buildings burned down.
Updating stories. The Flying J truck stop in Lebec, California. The Brinks truck. The $10 to $100 million robbery. Any update, Jeff?
There's no update, but there's a growing interest in this for sure, because people are thinking, who are these people? I mean, they're looking for video of, could there be something at a truck stop that would show who they were? What type of vehicles were seen in the area? This is a real whodunit. And people are saying, wow, this is something that is movie worthy. It just happened up the road from Hollywood a couple hours. I'm sure they'll find a way to make a great film noir piece about it or something.
Finally, the update on COVID. We have stories around the world. New Zealand has a rise in hospitalizations and deaths. Japan has 30,000 cases in a day, the highest ever. We know that the story is in Europe as well. California, especially LA County, have been talking about remasking. Has anything happened?
They are talking about remasking. We're seeing a jump in the number of cases, but of course, we've been doing more testing. Some of the subvariants seem to be more virulent, really getting out there and infecting more people. But we're not seeing a huge jump in the number of deaths. I mean, in the past week, we only had 20 related deaths, and we have seen about 8,000 plus COVID cases. But there's a great urgency among the people who work in the health department to get everybody masked and social distancing again. Unfortunately for them, most of the public are saying, I'm over it. And they're saying this publicly, and they're saying it through their politicians. They do not want to go back to the mask mandates.
Jeff Bliss is Pacific Watch. I'm John Batchelor.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.